All right. Do we have George Lopez on the phone with us?
Yeah.
George Lopez, friend of the show. He's been inside the studio before, but he's super duper busy, so he's on the phone with us right now. Hello, George.
George.
Whatever you got to do to get into that Playboy Mansion, I'd suggest you do it as fast as you can.
How many times have you been up there?
Well, you know, I just went to the Midsummer Night Dream.
Oh, that's one of the big good parties. One, the Halloween party, right?
That's the one. I mean, they have scantily clad women and air-painted women, and it is exactly what a guy with a potential to be erect would like.
Now, the first time you ever walked on to the grounds of the mansion and you saw the grotto back there, did you get flashbacks of your childhood? Did you drink from the grotto like I did, like a baby deer?
He said, orale!
I said, orale, grotto! Who trims these hedges? Let me tell you, man, it's still, you know, Hef is, Hef's a friend of mine, you know, he's a little up there, but he's still very lucid. Listen, if you live that life, you wouldn't want to let it go either. So he runs a great place over there. Now I'm trying to get over there to movie night. So if you got any words that'll help me get into movie night, please fire away.
We'll put in a good word for you on our birthday bash. We'll pull Hef aside and say you got to get George Lopez.
Yeah, we should get George Lopez to come up to the birthday bash.
Let's do this. It.
Why not? September 14th. You want to go?
Absolutely.
All right, because I know you're busy on August 31st and September 1st because you're going to be at the Gibson Amphitheater doing your thing. You can get tickets by going to georgelopez.com. And you're also very busy doing a new television show?
Well, yeah, man. I sold a show to FX called St. George, and we just started shooting this week. Danny Trejo, who plays Machete, is my uncle. Theo, he plays my uncle on the show.
Oh, I was like, every time you hear about this guy, it's like, oh, he's my cousin. He's my uncle. I know he works with my cousin. He's like a guy who knows everybody.
He's like a guy who knows everybody. So he's my uncle on the show, and he's fantastic. I think people will see him in a comedic light. That dude is truly hilarious. And listen, man, you know, he's not scared to take his shirt off.
Ooh, all right. Here's what I like about the show being on FX, and maybe you can tell us. A little edgier? You get to be a little edgier?
Oh, yeah, way more edgier than the last show. So already, you know, it's all the bad English words we can say. It's the ones in Spanish that we can't say because it's going to syndicate into a lot of different countries. So different words mean different words in Spanish. So I'm like, hey, listen, we don't all get along anyway, so who cares?
And the name of the show, the new show, what's going to be called?
St. George.
Premise? What's this one going to be about?
Let's see. A Mexican-American gentleman marries a white woman, creates an energy drink called La Energia, gets divorced, she cleans him out, and he's trying to regather his life. And he only has one kidney, so it's kind of like real life.
Yeah, it's kind of like real life, the American dream. George, what else has been going on with you, bud?
Well, you know, I've just been over there, man. I mean, we started shooting it. We're shooting in Santa Clarita out there by Magic Mountain. But, you know, the Gibson shows are pretty big because, you know, Frank, they're closing that place down after 40 years.
I did not
know that either.
I mean, this is the last run of the shows. Like, it closes the week after I'm there, and it closes for good. And do you know what they're going to put in its place?
Oh.
Walmart?
Close.
Are you kidding me? What?
A Harry Potter ride.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that big Harry Potter thing.
They're going to tear down where Frank Sinatra worked, where Sammy Davis Jr. worked, where Elton John worked.
Oh, that is sad.
The Eagles played, and they're gonna put up a Harry Potter ride.
Oh, George, you got to close it. You got to make this the best show.
Knowing it's one of the last shows ever, I mean, it's like almost like a historical event. Go to see George. He's going to be out there August 31st and September 1st. I didn't know the Gibson Amphitheater was closing down. That's news. So
yeah, man, it's closing down. So I don't think a lot of people know that. But here's what I want to offer everybody. Wow. You buy a chair, since they're closing down, hey, take the chair home with you.
Yeah, take the truck that night, everybody. Take your trucks, your vans, your SUVs.
You know, I've seen a lot of great shows. Well, you know, I did like 19 shows there, so it's very important for me to close it down the right way. So here's a story. You know, when I first started to do shows there, I was doing my TV show and it was sold out, and there was a guard up in the front that was letting people take pictures of me, like walk up during the show. So there's like 20 people up in front taking pictures. So I told the guard, I said, hey, man, how about saying something to these people that they have to go back to their seats? And the guy looked at me and turned his head, like completely disregarded me. So when I got off stage, I said to the guy, hey, who is this dude, man, that's letting people take? He goes, you know what, we had problems with that guy all the time, and we tried him out here. We'll take care of him. So Sunday night after the show, the guy says, jump in the golf cart with me. So we went for a ride. It's dark. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. And you know the mechanical shark, right?
Yeah, of course.
So we go up to the mechanical shark. It's 2 o'clock. You're above, you know, L.A. You see the shark half out of the water, like not turned on. There's a guard shack right next to the shark. That dude is in the guard shack. They moved him to the graveyard shift watching the shark.
That'll teach you to mess with George Lopez, I tell you.
George, we were talking to people before you called in about home remedies to cure ailments, like in the form of foods. Growing up, you know, in your household, was there a food that if you had any kind of ailment going on, it's like, oh, you got to get a bowl of this, eat a jalapeno?
Listen, man, we're Mexicans, man. So, listen, we cut up a cow's stomach and put some hominy, and that cures a hangover.
Menudo.
They say that does, that cures everything. Whatever's wrong with you, it cures all.
Well, think about where it came from. So, you know, if somebody had to die that brutally, it got to be able to help you.
Right. Something good got to come out of that.
My grandmother had stuff growing in the backyard, like weeds and aloe vera and tea that you would boil, and cinnamon sticks for an upset stomach, and, you know, an egg that they would do some ritual with a red string and some voodoo and rub it over your body as a kid. Yeah. They used to take olive oil and roll up a newspaper into a cone and coat the paper with olive oil and put the corner of the cone in your ear and then light the paper.
If you have an earache, oh God.
And that would dry out your ear if you had an earache. And then the fire, you could feel the fire on the side of your cheek, and they'd tell you, it's just starting to work.
It's almost down in there. George, thank you so much. I'm glad to see that you're busy and that you got a new show. St. George is going to be on FX.
And, Come in and talk about that when it's ready.
Yeah, I will, absolutely. I'll bring Danny with me.
Yeah, do that. And everyone, go see George at the Gibson Amphitheater. It's going to be a special night. The place is not going to be around much longer.
Crazy.
And what a great show to make it your last one if you have to go to the last show there. George Lopez, August 31st and September 1st. GeorgeLopez.com for tickets. Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
All right, guys. Thank you.
See you soon. Come back to 95.5 KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.